This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Verduft Agency, Pleasantville Schools, Midtown Tire, Dandy Farms, Cargill of Eddyville, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Key Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Manufacturing, Lighton State Bank, American Family Insurance, Starver's Cellular, Don's Heating and Cooling, Proline Building Corporation, Dutch Meadows, and First State Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does the Natural Resources Conservation Service work with farmers to help protect our land and water? Let's go in depth with Terry McNeely with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Knoxville. Terry, what kinds of things does NRCS do in the county?
Well, in NRCS, or the Natural Resources Conservation Service, we work with landowners, mostly farmers, and we work with them to help develop conservation plans to help reduce soil loss, which results in decreased productivity of their land because they're losing their topsoil, and it also improves water quality because the sediment and soil that is lost ends up in our water bodies here in the county, and eventually most of our sediment ends up in Lake Red Rock.
And is that a serious problem?
Well, if you've driven across the mile-long bridge or Whitebreast lately, you've seen the amount of sediment that has settled there in Lake Red Rock and in Whitebreast by just looking at the mud flats out there on both sides of the bridge. And we see how much sediment has been taken into Red Rock and reducing the viability to use it as a recreation area because we've lost area of the water.
Okay, so you want to preserve the soil.
Preserve the soil.
Assist in water quality issues.
Right, because we do conservation practices, but our real goal is water quality. When we take the sediment in the soil and it's not getting into the water bodies, because the sediment contains nutrients, and those nutrients influence the water quality because we have sediment. The wildlife, the fish, cannot prosper in those kind of conditions.
And so you provide expertise, assistance, and some funding for farmers to accomplish conservation?
Yes, we do. NRCS ourselves, we have an EQIP program, Environmental Quality Incentive Program, which helps give farmers incentives to install conservation practices to help reduce soil loss and sediment delivery to our water bodies.
And are our farmers pretty good citizens?
Farmers, as a general rule, are good stewards of the land. They want to do what's right to reduce the soil because they know that it's a natural resource and it's not easily renewed. And so they want to protect what they have and to be good stewards of it. And so, yes, we have a lot of interest in the programs to help implement these practices.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Knoxville Raceway, Meninga Pest Control, Pleasantville Clinic, Pella Feed Service, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Lely USA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Marion County Fair Association, Central College, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Four Seasons Yard Care, Fred's Muffler Shop, and Sunny Slope Greenhouse.
I continued my conversation about the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its work with farmers with Terry McNeely. You're working on a particular watershed. That's one of your interests, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm the Compatine Creek Water Quality Project Coordinator here in Marion County. And Compatine Creek begins out by the Knoxville Airport and flows into White Breast Bay of Lake Red Rock. And so it encompasses 8,653 acres. It's a sub-watershed of the White Breast watershed. So yes, that's what I'm kind of in charge of here in Knoxville.
Is that a mix of farming and residential, city, not quite urban, but anyways, it goes through Knoxville, so that must be more complex than other kinds of watersheds.
Yes, as part of our watershed, we have some specific goals, and like we've talked about before, we want to reduce sediment and nutrient delivery to the Compatine Creek, which ultimately empties into Lake Red Rock, and we want to do that by installing conservation practices. And because we have Compatine Creek that flows through Knoxville and it's not all agricultural land, we do have some conservation practices that we are attempting to implement here in the city, such as rain gardens and infiltration practices to help reduce the runoff into the creek. And so that does involve some practices that we're trying to implement here within the city limits. And so that's something that we are working on.
And you have one rain garden so far or more than one?
We have started construction on one rain garden here in Knoxville so far. It's not totally completed until we get our plants planted, which is planned for this spring. And we are looking at some other areas, but as of right now, that's all we have completed within the city.
And that's where Maine and Robinson coincide at the Old Maid Rite.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And what does a rain garden do?
A rain garden captures rainwater, and what we do with the rain garden is we dig down in the soil that is there. Our soils here in Marion County are very tight. Water does not infiltrate real well. It wants to run off. So with a rain garden, we enhance an area based upon our drainage area and the amount of water that we predict will come through that area. And we dig down, we put a drainage tile in the bottom and outlet it somewhere. And we put rock around it, and then we put amended soil, which will be like compost, which will help the water infiltrate. And then we use plants as a cover and mulch so that the water will run into the rain garden and then filter through slowly, reducing the runoff that would normally just run off over that area.
So mainly slow it down and then...
Slow it down and help it to infiltrate like it normally would instead of just running off and getting to the creek as fast as possible.
Okay, and then leaving the sediment behind.
Right, it will help filter out through the rain garden that way.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Kevin Wadley CPA, Pella Corporation, Ozinga Feeds, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Fast Track Sports, Iowa Realty, and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Bank, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, McGriff's Spray Foam, Feaster Seeds District Sales Manager Ryan Schumacher, The Antique Peddler, KO Roofing and Siding, and Peterbilt Truck of Des Moines.
I continued my conversation about the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its work with farmers with Terry McNeely. What other kinds of projects are you working on in your area, in the Compatine Creek area?
We do a lot of, within the agricultural, we do contour terraces systems, which have tile outlets, which again, it's slowing down the water and filtering the water before it empties into our water body. We do grade stabilization structures, which most people would call ponds, but we do this in deep gullied areas that are deep because the water keeps running through them and makes a big gully, and we build basically a pond dam to help stop that water from running off and catching the sediment from the area up above. And we also implement a lot of grassed waterways, which funnel the water to a, a low spot within the field and let the water run through the grass and help filter and slow it down as well.
So is that what I'm seeing on the borders of fields now and then maybe strips inside the field?
Well, sometime if you're on a hillside and you see strips running up in the low spots, those would be grass waterways. A lot of times we like to leave what we call at the bottom or around the field, just field borders. Just basically they help give us areas to turn on. We don't need end rows on those areas because if we do end rows up and down the hills, the water wants to run down the rows and creates gullies that way.
Okay, so you plant
on the contour.
We would plant on the contours to slow the water down, and then if you've got something that could gully,
we put grass waterways.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. And so the main purpose, so it does two things, you know, if I'm correct here. It slows the water down, but then it also traps the soil behind it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of them.
So twofold.
Right. So we're reducing the sediment going into our streams and the nutrients associated with those, with that sediment. And then it's also allowing the water to not peak where it all just runs all of a sudden. The tiles slow the water down and it's outletted a little more even. So if you watch the creek in town, if you watch Compatine, you get a big rain. It goes up and down real fast because of all of our imperviousness we have with the roads and the sidewalks and everything. The water just runs off, so we get a big peak flow, and then it goes down real fast. We try to level that out a little bit.
So when our streets are flooding, mm-hmm. that means that it's
too full.
It's full and it's racing down the creek.
Right. Right.
We don't want that.
No, because that just creates problems, more erosion, water's moving faster. It's going where you don't want it to go. And so that's what we're trying to help reduce, that peak flow within town.
So in our cities, though, we want paved roads to drive
sure
on
we do.
And,
sure
and
we
all
do.
That. So what you have to do is you have to look at the opportunities where there aren't paved roads to slow that water coming.
Right. I mean, that's true. And that's, landowners can do that to help infiltrate. It's just, even yards, most of our turf yards do not infiltrate water very well because really? They get so compacted from traffic and mowing and root bound that the water just runs over them. They don't really infiltrate like it does. And so there's some new technologies and some new things going on with improving turf in different species to help the water infiltrate through our yards instead of just running off.
Okay, so if we go out and aerate our
aeration or soil amendments, adding compost to your yards, those kind of things, that's something that's just really starting to come in some areas.
So me out puttering in my yard could be good for the environment.
It could be.
All right.
It could definitely help.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by McCall Monument, Two Rivers Cooperative, Hewitt Service Center, The Linden House, McElveen Lumber, and Steenhook Appraisals. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Williamson HVAC Plumbing and Electrical, Pella Precast Products, Jersey Freeze, H&S Feed and Country Store, 3M, Tri-County Vet Clinic, HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, and RJ Performance.
I continued my conversation about the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its work with farmers with Terry McNeely. What other projects are going on?
This is a time of year we're usually getting ready for summer and fall construction, people looking at beginning projects at that time.
This agricultural projects?
And urban as well. We'll be doing probably try to get some of those rain gardens and something like that going also, but spring's not really our big construction season. Summer and fall tends to be our big construction seasons.
Now, you also help farmers drop plans for how they're going to use their lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Conservation plans.
Mm-hmm.
We meet together with the farmer, and for the most part, they initiate the process. Like I said before, most farmers are good stewards, and they know where their problem areas are, and they want to do something about it. So when we develop a conservation plan, we look at the types of crops that they're going to grow. We look at the soil types on their farm. We look at the slope, how steep it is. And then we run what we call a Russell or a revised universal soil loss equation and look at them and see what their soil loss is for an average for the year on those soil types. Then we meet with the farmer and look at their practices, their amount of tillage and what kind of crops they are wanting to grow. And then we try to develop and work with them to develop a plan that would reduce the soil loss on their farm.
Well, that's pretty neat. That must be rewarding.
It is. It is rewarding. It's just nice to see them come in on their own and know that there's something that they can do to improve on what they're already doing.
Now, I've been coming in here several years now learning from you guys, and occasionally I'll see some erosion, and I'm wondering, should that person come in? Do you just suggest that people just stop by to check and see how they're doing?
We always encourage people to come in. Like I said before, I think most people know that they don't want gullies in their fields and that they can do something about it. And we do have the expertise in here at NRCS that could help them maybe reduce that and improve what they are doing.
And you do a bit of farming too, don't you?
I do some.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I basically have hay. I have a farm. And I just rent it out right now to someone since I'm working here in town. But I try to keep up on what's going on there, though, and I watch for things that are going on the farm. And if there's things that need to be improved, I talked with my tenant to make sure they're doing it the way that I think it should be done.
So you have the farm background.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That must be very helpful. I'm sure not everybody at NRCS does.
No, a lot don't come through that, but you learn it pretty quick if you're out in the field. You see what needs, you see things and you understand what needs to be done.
So it sounds like farmers and NRCS work together hand in hand.
We do work hand in hand, and we're here to work with them. We're not here to force them to do things, but we're here to help them and to work with them and to develop something that would satisfy the requirements of their farm plan, but it would also help them make their farm more efficient.
And with increased efficiency comes increased productivity?
That's normally the case, yes.
And increased profitability?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So people that have a better relationship with you are increasing their profits?
I would say yes, because they are utilizing what they have to its fullest extent.
So saving our water quality, our soils, and making money at it.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And anybody that has any questions can just stop by your office?
That's correct, yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Terry McNeely for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.